Good morning, everyone. Here we go. We're up to Yishlach Hashem Mikodesh Mitzvah Yisodecha. Okay, we did this yesterday. We just began. We did a pasuk. Hashem Yizkom and Tosav Yilascha Yidash Nesela. Okay, let's try. Let's do a few pasuk, and then we'll come back and we'll discuss some things. Yitin Lecha Chil Vecha Lasas Yimale. We did that. Niran Le Bishu Asach V'Shem Elokim Nidgol. Let's start from there. Let's start from that pasuk. Pasuk Vav, page 180, Mizmor Chaf. We will sing in your salvation. And in the name of our God, we will nidgol. Nidgol, we learned yesterday, different perushim. Either it means we will walk proudly with our flags. We will march. Okay, that's a good word. We'll march with our flags. We march with the flags. Today is the 120th birthday of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe's very into marches, very into parades.
120 tanks.
120 tanks?
Mitzvah tanks.
Well, Babish, they do that a lot. They have marches. Nidgol is something.
So is this the last one you're going to celebrate?
La'uchal oy lotzeis. Exactly. La'uchal oy lotzeis v'lova, Moshe says. After 120. All right, the Lubavitcher Rebbe is a tzaddik, he's a goy, let's not make litzonis. Sechuso yogin aleinu. Today is a very big mazel for Klal Yisrael. He came into this world. A birthday is in a certain way even greater. It's greater than the yard side. Because on the yard side, the person leaves. That was with Haman. Haman, he celebrated Zayin Adar. Little did he realize, it's Adarava. That was also one of his very popular words, the Rebbe. Adarava of Adarava. That's one of his coined expressions. Zuchusa Yogin Aleinu, he changed the world. Without, beyond a shadow of a doubt, every time we go there, we have to ask Mechila for all the jokes we make. That's the first thing we have to do when we go to the oil. We have to be Mevakish Mechila, the covenant of the Gadol Hador. In any event, going over here, we have Nidgol. Nidgol means to march with your flag raised high. According to Rashi, we learned yesterday, Rashi says Nidgol means to gather. Together. Yimali Hashem kol mishalosach, may Hashem fulfill all of your desires. Mishalosach ha-she'ela. Nafshi b'she'ela si'hi v'yami b'vakosha si'hi. This is a she'ela. Nafshi b'she'ela si'hi v'yami b'vakosha si'hi. See the word, she'ela relates to the word the neshama. Esther HaMalka said, Nafshi, my neshama b'she'ela si'hi. V'yami, my nation, which means people, Biva Kosha Si. She'ela relates to the Neshama. Yimali Hashem kol Mishalasecha. There's some very beautiful stories of Chaim Knievsky that he wrote things down on a piece of paper, and when he finished, and in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, he would take out these pieces of paper and he would say these things. And no one knew what it said on these pieces of paper. What exactly was the Rav Chaim Knievsky Zeich Tzarek Levracha being responsible for in the Shemona Esrei privately? He was very, very discreet as to what he wrote down on the paper, until one day, one of the pieces of paper fell on the floor, and one of his gabayim picked it up, and he had the chutzpah to look. Isn't that pretty bad? A chutzpah. What is it you have looking at what Chaim Kanevsky wrote down? And he was shocked, and it said there that he said he was a mevakesh, a reminder to ask Hashem that he wanted to finish or to learn a particular sefer. Can you imagine that's what he davened for? He davened because he had chovos. Everyone had chovos. He made for himself obligations and a very rigorous demand for himself. What quota of what he had to learn every single day, and every once in a while he wanted to add something special, a certain sefer that he was intrigued by, and he just didn't have the time, the effort, the energy. And he was mispalo that Hashem should give the siyat and the shemayah to have the time and energy to finish or to learn a particular limut. And that's what he would add into his tefillah. It's an incredible, incredible limut. That's what meant, counted to him. That's what meant to him. So the word mishalosach relates to the mishalos, the she'elos of the neshama. Okay, we did
it.
Very good.
Because Niranana and Nidgol, it's everybody together, the same thing.
But Mishalot, each one has a different Mishalot. As in Malei Hashem, that's Yachid.
So we go. So what are you saying? We're going from the Rabbim to the Yachid? Everyone is unique. Everyone, everyone has a different sheila. When it comes to, there are certain things that the whole nation needs. We need a good economy. There are certain things that we all need. The whole tzibur needs the same thing. But there are certain things that everyone is unique. Very good. Okay, now we finish up the next page. Yeah, you hold. Very good. Very good. Always. Rav Kalman always has the best stuff here. Even better than Meir's Kiddushin. Pasuk Zayin. Oh, Meir, yeah, I always like to chat with you, huh? Ato yodati ki Yoshi Hashem Mashiach Yenim Mishmei. Now I know ki Yoshi Hashem Mashiach. Hashem has saved his anointed one. Yanehu Hashem. Yanehu answered him. Yanehu. Now Yanehu means is the future tense. Ya'anehu, may Hashem in the future answer him, Mishmei Kodeshoi, from his holy abode, from his holy heavens, Bigvuros, with might, Yesha Yemina, with the salvation of his right hand. Let's see the Mitzudah stuff in Pasuk Zayin. The Mitzudah says, Here ato yodati mehanifloois asher nasu ato ledavid, from the wonders that have been done to David, mehem eda sha'ad hein until now, Hayashi Hashem lemashichoi, bamesh lohoye nilka biyad sha'ol. So who's writing this? Who is the one that is speaking over here? So Mitzvah 7 Lashita Soy says, if we go back to the beginning of the Mizmar, not to forget, but put everything in the proper context, is that this Mizmar was composed by Klal Yisrael. When they got word, they received word that David was in grave danger. Go back to the beginning of this Mizmar, back where was the Mitzvah here on the beginning of the first page, here it is. On Amshar Omar also about where David b'tzeisay la'melchama b'avur David. See, the Mitzudah is, and we didn't pay attention to this Mitzudah David, is that the Mitzudah David learns that Klal Yisrael was singing this Mizmor when David went to war. Okay, this is not like the other two Perushim. I mean, we learned the Malbim and we learned Rashi. We did not really focus on the Mitzudah. The Mitzudah is something that is not like either of the two. He says that in general, when David HaMelech went to war, so the people who did not go to war, that were home, they said Tehillim. They prayed for David's success. This Mizmor is a composition of Klal Yisrael that was said regarding their king praying to Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect David and David should be successful in battle. Okay, let's review. According to Rashi, Rashi said that this. Let's go back to Rashi for a second. Rashi said, "Hamizmor hazeh al shem sheyoshlech es Yoav Yeskol." David said, "According to Rashi, David did not go to war. David stayed home. David sent Yoav, his general, and his men to fight, and David stayed home because they did not allow. They didn't take a shvur that David may not go into battle because he was almost killed by Yishmi Benoiv." So when David stayed home, David was mispalel for Klal Yisrael to be successful in war. The Mitzudah says just the opposite. David went to war. And it was Klal Yisrael, the people who did not go to war, they were the ones that were praying that David should be successful. The Malbim says something totally different. Malbim says that David went to war, and no one was davening for him, and then they sent back a message that David is in danger. David's under attack, David's in grave danger, and David then the people began to daven for David when they found out that he was in danger. So we have to appreciate, we're reading the Mitzvah David, we're going back to Shita Soi, that this composition was said by, this was said by Klal Yisrael when David HaMelech went to war, and Klal Yisrael was just concerned that David should not be harmed, David should be successful. So going back to the Pasuk Zayin again in the midst of the stuff on page 183, Ato Yodati Mehanefloes Asher Nasu Ato Ladav, from the wonders that were done to David. Now we know Mehem Eida Shadheina Hoshia Shem Yemashichoy Bamesh Lohoye Milka Biyat Shol Vloy Mimikro Vloy Tach Vloyse Hoye Nimlot. David always survives. Yaneu Oz then Onohu Mishmei Kodesho Lehoshioi Beguros HaTeshua Habom Mimino. The Mitzudah stuff learns what Yaneu in this context is the past tense. Yaneu, oz, then, back then.
It was not past tense.
So it depends. See, that's very tricky. Because many times when you have words that even when they're written in the future tense, you have to look at the whole sentence. I know you're saying correct. If we were in grade school and we would write a sentence and use this word, we would be dismissed as not using the word correctly. However, the rules of grammar are much more complex than what we were taught in elementary school. And many times you have a word like this, and it's subject to interpretation. It is definitely true that it's subject to interpretation, the lingua the Rishonim, how they learn the word. Obviously, the Mitzvah learns that this expression, Ya'anehu, based on the context of what it says before and what it says after, is understood. What it may mean literally, I don't know, or maybe it's meant to be taken literally, he's explaining it in the past tense.
So it should say, Anahu.
I don't know the answer. There are many flavors. The pasuk is opening itself up.
Ata is now, yadati is past.
Past.
Yaneu is future.
Okay, right. That's what I would say. Very good. Now, past, future. Hove, hoya, v'yiye. Okay, but yes, it's not what the Mitzvah Tzavit says. Ayin panim l'toyer. The Mitzvah Tzavit is not denying that there are many, many, many interpretations, but he's giving us one approach. And in this one approach, this pasuk is a sophisticated pasuk. It's atoyo that now I know, Klal Yisrael is speaking. They're observing. They're reflecting. They are reflecting upon David HaMelech's success, and they're saying, "Now I know." Ata here, it's lashon yachid, but it refers to the collective noun, the collective Klal Yisrael as one neshama, the time of Matan Torah, ki ish echad v'leiv echad. The whole Klal Yisrael here is being personified as one person. I know ki hoshia Hashem nishicha. In the past, Hashem has saved David from Shaul and his enemies. Ya'anehu, I hear what you're saying, Rav Mordechai, but here's what Mitzvah David is saying. Ya'anehu Hashem, then when David would go back in time. And David was in danger. And David prayed to Hashem that Hashem should help him in the future. You see, that's what it seems the Mitzvah David is doing. The word Yaneu is in the future tense. But we now are reflecting now backwards, back in time, David's prayer that Hashem should help him in his future. That already has come to be. Yaneu in the Mitzvah, it says, Oz then when David was in dire straits, Onohu Mishmei Kodesho, Hashem answered him from his holy abode, Lohoshioi, Bigvuros, with the salvation, the might, Hatashua HaBo'ah, which comes Mimino. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. The Mitzvah Tzavit could not be more clear that he learns this word, Ya'anehu Onohu. He translates it in the past tense, and the Yud.
Well, if we look, for example, at Ibn Ezra, Who wants to have it both ways here? Says, "Mishucho, who David? Oh, a Mashiach beno. Become Ya'aneu."
In the future. Uvameh, Ya'aneu.
Just as he has in the
past, may he do in the future. Absolutely, that's the Ibn Ezra, and probably other Mefarshim say that as well. Right now, we're focusing for the moment. On the Mitzvah stuff, and he clearly learns, that's what he says. He says, Oz Onohu, past tense. What's the Yud? So like I told you, there's either something we don't know here, or let's make believe it means like this. It means that we're going back in time, and we're picturing David HaMelech as a young man faced with a very great danger. And he's then praying, Hashem, please in the future, help me get through this. So when David actually prayed, he was praying for the future. We are reflecting upon David's prayer that he made in the future, his future, which Hashem answered him. And now we are looking back, reminiscing of those events. Let's go further. Bigvuros with the mighty Yesha, Yimilas, Yirashi, Pasek Zayin, Ato, Yodati. Now remember, after Rashi learns that the one that's davening is David, not Rashi. After each one of the commentators, you have to follow L'shitosayim. because there, according to Rashi, the one that is praying over here is David, not Klal Yisrael. Ozden Zohi Horinono She Niranein Ata now Bishua Zusha Bol Yoyev Li Yisrael. This salvation that has come upon Yoyev and Yisrael, Yodati, I know, Shechofet Samokabi Hashem has desire for me, Ve'oneini, and he in the present tense he answers me. The speaker of this pasuk is David. David sent Yoyev and his military army to fight, and he gets word that they have been successful. And David says, "Ato now Yodati, now I, David, know ki hoshia Hashem mishichoi, that Hashem has saved His anointed one." He is referring to himself. Ya'anehu, in the present tense, the Mitzvah is, the Rashi learns when Ya'anehu is that Hashem answers me. Ya'anehu, again, look at the Rashi. Sharata b'shuzu shabal yovlishon yodati shechofetz hamokon bi Hashem has a desire for me, ve'onani, and he answers me whenever I call out to him.
He has my back.
He answers me, so he's learning it in the present tense. Mishmei kodesho ki teshuasam hi teshuasi, their salvation of the Jewish people is my salvation. The lei, the melech, is the nation. The heart of the nation is the heart of the king. Their salvation is my salvation. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk.
Elu v'dechav elu v'asusim. I don't understand why they are forced to change the tense. It's very simple as is.
In the future.
Now I realize.
In the past, in the future, he'll always answer me. I'm all with you. So why then does Rashi and the Mitzvot, are they forcing their hand? I don't know. Obviously, something more. There's something that we're missing. There's something more to it. Ya'aneyu, he will answer in the future, Mishmei Kosho. Because the proof, it's you study history to learn how to go forward. And just as Hashem has always been with us in the past, He will be with us in the future. So maybe I'm just thinking with you out loud. Maybe Rashi didn't want to go down. Rashi and the Nitzis, because that's not necessarily true. Because that is maybe you just think out loud. Maybe that's a defect in Emunah. Because if you take this concept to the nth degree, you'll say that listen, if no one was ever successful doing this, why should I think that I'm going to be better? There are many situations in life where a person looks back and he sees he was never successful. If I wasn't successful in the past, so I should throw in the towel. I have now an opportunity to do something, to take a chance, take a risk. I need siyata d'shmaya. I can show you one thing after another in my entire life. Everything that I tried to do, I always failed miserably. So why should I think that this time it's going to be any different? So you know what? I quit. No, that's wrong. Just because in the past you were not successful, that's not an indication that you're not going to be successful in the future. Maybe daven harder. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. So just because 6 times already I failed, so what? The 7th time you'll rise up. So if you take the pasuk the way we're trying to suggest, we'll learn in the future tense. Ata yadati, now I know, ki yoshi Hashem mishichoi, just as Hashem in the past has saved His anointed one, He's been with me so far. Ya'aneyu, He will be with me. Mishmei kodesh b'gvuros yishayimino, in the future. That's so. But if you take that interpretation, which is a very beautiful interpretation, which is definitely true, there's a dark side to that interpretation. The implication that if Hashem has not been with me in the past, I should not expect Him to be with me in the future. I have bad mazel. I always strike out. So why should I go and invest? Why should I go forward? So maybe that's why Rashi did not want to go down that path, because of this implication that is not true in Hashkafa. And he's saying it's the present tense, and the Mitzvah stuff is really stretching it far to say that it's in the past tense. So to go from the present to the future, not so bad. We do that quite a bit. But to go from the future to the past, that you don't really do. You go from the past to the future. Sometimes you have a nevuah prophecy, you have a main question, that prophecy is written in the past tense. It didn't happen yet. By Hashem, it already happened. Because since prophecy, the nature of prophecy is by Hashem, it's Hoyoho V'yeh. But you don't really get that with the future. You don't say stuff, you don't write about the past, and you write it in the future tense. So here it's very difficult. We say this every day in the evening, you know, it's scary. We say this every day in the evening, just lip service. And we don't even know what we're saying. I have the depth of understanding what it means over here. I don't know. Let's go further. Maybe we'll come back. Maybe we'll come across something over here soon. Let's go first on the business. David over here describing the other nations of the world. There are those that put their confidence in the rechev, in the chariots, the Eila. There are those, vasusim, their horsemen, vanachnu, but us, b'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazke, we mentioned Shem Hashem to help us. Eil Heima, they, those that put their confidence and their confidence in the chariots and in the horses, koru v'nofalu, vahanachnu, koirim u'mishtachem modnu l'fnei melech malchei amlach makosh baruch hu, koirim. So here it says they fall in a bad way. Koru, they crouch over. Vinafalu, when they fall. See, we are v'nachnu koirim u'mishtachavim. There is koirim and v'nir is noiflin. It's a very, very interesting difference. This is negative. Kara nafal shadu, to be obliterated. See, we v'nachnu koirim, there's koru is the warm up. And then what comes next is critical. If it's hishtachavo, that's very good. V'anachnu, we, koirim, and then what? U'mishtachavim. They, heima, they are koirim, and they're noiflim.
The difference is,
yeah,
when we bow, nobody hit us over the head, you know, nobody smacked us, mm-hmm. and therefore
but no one smacked him either.
The guy, you bring him to his knees and he falls.
But what does it mean the word?
Involuntarily.
What does it mean?
We bow voluntarily.
And so do they. They also bow voluntarily to what?
Not
to their idols.
Not when he's comparing them. He's talking about warfare here.
Okay, but that's the question I'm asking. What is the word? What does the word karu really mean? They are bowing to their weapons.
No, they're brought to their knees.
Is that what it means? Is that what it means? That you're telling me that this pasuk means that here you have the enemy, and all of a sudden they're overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed by their enemy, and their enemy says, surrender, bow down. The enemy says, we're going to kill you unless you surrender. Who says that's the pshat? Maybe what it means, this is part of their technique of war. Pasuk Ches says, Eile, our enemies, these nations of the world, what do? They put their confidence. They have elo v'rechev ve'elo v'asusim. Period. And right, these different weapons, different weapons. And what do they do with regard? What do they do with regard to the rechev and the susim? Hema koru, they bow to their weapons. They worship their weapons. I know. I'm saying the drush. They worship their weapons, and because they worship their weapons, that's why vinafalu, they fall, they stumble. You disagree. You're saying the word karu means that they are overwhelmed by their enemies, and their enemies smash them
despite
and obliterate
that,
them.
That they show off their horses and chariots, we whack them anyway.
Okay, that's push-up shot. But the reason why I want. Okay, fine. Hey, Mokaru v'nafalu, but v'nachnu kamnu, we stand strong, kamnu, we stand kamnu, we are stand upright, v'nis odad, and we are strengthened. Idud means to encourage, and we are encouraged. We stand tall, kamnu, v'nis odad, and we are encouraged. Hashem, nitzava, is to stand upright. There are different madregos. You're saying very good. There are two different madregos. Just like over here, you have fallen, there's karu, and then there's a lower level of falling, there's vinafalu. Likewise, kamnu, kima is not enough. There is nitzav, is to stand erect with all the way up. Here it doesn't say that. It just says vanachnu kamnu, we stand tall, vinis odad, and we are encouraged. Oded means to be supported. Okay, let's see. Hashem Hoshia Hamelech Yanenu is the king that Yanenu. Now this is a very important pasuk. Yanenu that will answer us. Asher Melech Yaneinu V'yoyim Koreinu. You say this when? On Simchas Torah, Hashem Hoshia. And it's interesting, you see, on Hallel, you say, Ono Hashem Hoshia, no, Ono Hashem Hatzlichono. That's it. That's it. But when it comes to Simchas Torah, after saying Hallel for 8 days, when you only say Ono Hashem Hoshia, no, Ono Hashem Hatzlichono, on Simchas Torah, by Yom HaShmini, or really Yom HaTashi, you say, Ono Hashem Hoshia, no, Ono Hashem Hatzlichono, Ono Hashem Aneinu. Answer us on the day that we call out. What does that mean exactly? Okay, so let's first see this, and then we're going to talk about that. Let's first see these two. Mitzudos David, pasuk ches, tes, and yud. Mitzudos David, here on this, on the next page, on page 183, it says, Eile vorechev, ki haloi royim anachnu asher ad ansha milchamteinu haboim la milchama. Do we not see that the Anshei Milcham Teinu, the people of our battle, Haboim L'Malchama, Eilabam Beroiv Rechev, they come against us with an abundance of chariots, Ve'eilabam Beroiv Susim, with an abundance of horses. Asher Bochem Yimotzecha Ezra B'Malchama. And they put their confidence in these weapons of mass destruction. V'anachnu Ritun Olema Haloi Itanu Ma'at Rechev. We don't have very much. Rechev V'Susim, we have only a small amount. V'ach Anachnu Naskir. But yet we're masked by Mocham B'Shem Hashem, and we in the Vakesh Ezer, we seek help from Hashem. Hema, they, Chaboim B'Rev HaRechav V'Susim B'Karim, they bow, V'Noiflim L'Faneinu, they fall before us. V'Anachnu Kamim U'Misroimimim U'Mischaskim U'Mizeneda Shegam Anheina, from there we learn, Shegam Anheina, Hashi Hashem L'Meshich Hashem always has been with us. So he's going, let's see, Mashen Nimlat Miyad Shol. So here he's going back into the past. The fact that now that we are successful today is an indication that that Hashem has always been at our aid. Hashem Oshia, Kein Oshia B'chol Eis, he saves us continuously. B'yoyim V'yoyim Kareinu Bo B'yoyim Shenikro Elecha. On the very day that we pray to Hashem, Hashem answers us. And let's look very carefully at the Mitzvah one more time. The Mitzvah of is tying together here in these psukim, the past, the future, and then the present. Is Hoya, Yiyeh, and Hoyveh. First, again, one more time these words. Hema, Haboim, Beroiv, Rechav, Vesusim, Koirim, they collapse, V'noiflim, Lifoneinu, but V'anachnu, Kamim, U'misroimimim, U'mischaskim. He translates the word V'nis Oidad, to be strengthened. Now, here's the key words. U'mizeh, now this is the past. Umizeh. This that we just said is really the present. What is he saying? This is saying the present? The very fact that in the present, that's what it seems, in the present, Hashem helps us. We go to battle, and we dive into Hashem, and Hashem comes to our rescue, and he saves us. This is a revelation that in the past, the only reason we were successful is also because Hashem was with us. Umizeh neda shegam ad heino hoishia Hashem l'mishichoy miyad shenimlat miyad shol. So the way the Mitzudos David exclusively learns this sequence is from the fact that today, now, when we go to war and we dive into Hashem, Hashem saves us, is a revelation that it's always been like this. That when we look back and we witness that David HaMelech in history books survived, it was only because David dove into Hashem. It was not because David was smarter, was more powerful, was more mighty. It's only because David must have been mispalel. The fact that we, from our own life experience, see that if we engage in this technique, it's foolproof. To pray to Hashem, and it guarantees our success in battle. When we take out the history books and we look at these incredible battles that David fought and won, we shouldn't think, romanticize they were because of David's strategy and David's brilliance and David's gevura. It was nothing more back then than the prayers of David. That's what our life experience teaches us. He's telling us how to study history. It's very deep, what he's saying.
Well, that's what the whole idea of the Tefillah by Baruch David is. Now, don't think I was a great general or anything. I did. I prayed to God, and he did the rest.
But that was the past. That was just before.
So we do the same thing.
Right.
Hashem Hoshia, HaMelech Yaneh Yom
Koheneh. Awesome. Right. We do the same technique. So now we're going into the future. Now the lesson is of right now. So we're going from the present to the past and to the future. The fact that today, in our own life experience, we know as a certainty that if we dive into Hashem, we are successful. Number one, it's a revelation that David's success until now was only because of his prayers. And the lesson, the Musar Haskel, that we take out of this is that in the future, Hashem Hoshia, Hashem is the one that provides salvation. And whenever a person in the future needs help, all he needs to do is to pray to Hashem, Hashem Hoshia, and Hashem will answer us, V'yom Kareinu, Hashem will answer us on the very day that we pray. Now that is an awesome... What?
Why do you use the word nafkir? That's not a word of tefillah. You know, Jem Hashem nafkir. Isn't that very weak?
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know, nask it, nods to remember, to reflect.
Yeah, and also,
it's not a casual mention.
No?
No, when we pray to this God. I'm looking, what you're asking fits in, because what I wanted to say was, I'm looking at the truck, even though, I mean, it's not normal, but usually it's Hashem Elokeinu. You look at these, the tipkar on Hashem, and America on the Elokeinu. The Elokeinu goes with Naskir, B'Shem HaNachnu, B'Shem Hashem. We are B'nai Yisrael with the name of God in it. Elokeinu Naskir, we pray to our God, as opposed to they pray, but to their God. We have, so I'm just looking at the Trump, it makes me just separate the words a little bit differently. HaNachnu B'Shem Hashem.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, one thing is very interesting about it. Well, here Hashem answers us on the very day. Now, that is a very difficult thing, because if you look at all of the Sfarim that talk about Tzvila, there's one that you say, don't hold Hashem hostage.
Right.
Prayer, nidavin, don't think I'm going to daven today for this instant results. It's ridiculous. There's no such thing as instant results. Prayer is an investment. Every time a person he davens, this is what it says in all of the songs. A person davens a good shema shachar. He daven borei chaleinu Hashem lokein rosh hashana hazos yikavana. You think today someone's gonna present you with a business deal, and by the time you go to sleep tonight, you're gonna have in the bank $1 million. That's not the way it works. You daven with kavana, it's an investment. And maybe 20 years later, you're sitting in, you have a situation, you have to make a decision what to do, that tefillah is going to have an effect on your decision, the hashgacha pratis, that you should be successful. Refuah. A person goes, you can go into a restaurant, you have a menu, what should I eat? Should I eat this? Should I eat this? And you make a decision, and you don't even know why you made a decision. Someone, you want to eat this. You know, if that person did not influence you, you would have taken the other portion, and that would have been made the person very, very sick. There was some poison, some bacteria, it was spoiled eggs. It could have made the person very sick. In life, every single second, a person needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching over a person to the degree that a person connects himself to Hashem. And when a person davens, it's an investment. And those little investments you make during davening, every time you can chop an expression. One of the things that made a very big impression there was Lulu Seif on Tefillah a while ago. And you know, we're dealing with the 21st century, and we all believe Yotzev and Aklal suffer from ADD, and the attention span is literally down to 0 seconds. So who could daven today a whole Shemona Esrei without Rabbi Mechavin with every single word? Is there one person in the entire Flatbush and Bar Park that can walk in here and say, that they daven today Shmon Esrei from Hashem Sefasai Tiftach to Yehilu Ratzon. Every single word they were concentrating fully, and they had no lapses in their mind. Maybe there are. Halavai, halavai, halavai. So what about people like me that can't do it? I don't think I ever did it my whole life. What about people like me? So what do they advise? All right. But whenever in Yehilu Shmon Esrei you wake up, it's kedai just to chop one expression. Take that one expression. It's not all or nothing. Have one expression, even a bracha, concentrate and understand the value of that one expression. You made a deposit. No, so you didn't make a deposit on every single word. You didn't make a deposit. Try to chop. When you daven, it's very, very hard to daven the entire thing from beginning to end with concentration. It's lip service, your mind is thinking. But try to chap. Chap an expression here, an expression here. View those moments, scattered moments when you daven, as deposits. You make a deposit here, a deposit here, a deposit here. I chapped an expression at Kavana, I put it away. Each time you do that, in your lifetime, and if not in your lifetime, in the lifetime of your children and your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, those deposits will bear fruit. Guaranteed. That's the emunah. So when it says here, Hashem Hoshi HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yoyim Koreinu, what does that mean exactly? V'yoyim Koreinu. Hashem Hoshi HaMelech Ya'aneinu HaMelech Ya'aneinu Be'es Sheyikra Elof. What's the word v'yoyim by yoyim? It's very disturbing. So you can say it means on the day that you daven, Hashem is gonna take that tefillah and put it away on that day. Make that investment will be done. Call a broker. I want to make an investment. Listen, it's 5 o'clock now. Call me in the morning and I'll buy you the stock tomorrow morning. I can't go. I got to go home now. Okay, no. If you daven, Hashem puts in the order now. Right now. So, that's not such a bad idea, right? But that's not what the Mitzvah Stavid really says. The way, the flavor of the Mitzvah Stavid is, he goes a little bit more over the top. V'yom krenu, bo bayom, shenikra elecha. It sounds, it has, you can say what you want to say, but it has the flavor. The results are right now. Hashem, I need some cash. Just put out your hand. Here it is. Just go to the ATM machine and stand there. I know you don't even know the money's gonna come out. And that's not true. This is not the way it works. Everyone knows that's not the way it works. It doesn't go like that. So what does this mean then? I don't know. Let's see Rashi.
Well, wait, it could be, since there's no past, present, and future by Hashem,
so it's from Hashem's perspective.
Right.
It's very difficult. Let's see Rashi. Chestas. Yeah.
It's not past. It's tzivui. Hashem Hoshia.
Yeah.
This is what we do. This is what we say. And then Hamelech, suddenly changed to Hamelech, I don't know why. Hamelech, Ya'aneinu B'yom Koreinu. That's the result. Hashem Hoshia.
Okay, it's difficult. It's very difficult. Let's see the Rashi. Eilev Rechav Yeshmin Humoyshe Boitchim Berechav Barzel Sholcham. There are nations which have confidence in their chariots. The Yeshmin Boitchim Bissu Sim in their horses. Hashem is the salvation. Nazkir l'shoin haktara. Oh, so this was what you mentioned earlier. What does the word Nazkir mean? Nazkir means to remember. What do you mean remember? That's not a word that we use in prayer. So l'shoin haktara, an offering, a fire offering. Usefilo kmo mazkir levayna. Es as koro, so that's really by the mincha. By Ikar mincha, you bring the kmitza. The kmitza is called the as koro sa. Rashi there says, through, I remember there's a Rashi there, and that part, through putting the kmitza on the mizbeach, it's mazkir. You are being remembered before Hashem and your sacrifice. It's a zikaron for you. By doing this act, it's askorosa. It's a very important Rashi here. Askorosa. Askorosa is the word that the parashas Vayikra. When you bring a karbon mincha and the kohen takes a kemitza and he puts the flour on the mizbeach, that flour on the fire is askorosa. Rashi, via burning that flour on the fire, you, the person, are now remembered before Hashem.
That's what it means. So let's see, yeah, God,
So it is indeed a form of prayer. Therefore, because our enemies, they put their confidence in their weapons, they will stumble. You encourage, you strengthen, idud anovim, the humble, anovim. The word ma'odeh today in our vernacular is used to give encouragement. Encouragement.
Support.
Doesn't mean physical power. It means someone who's depressed.
Moral support.
It means idud. Ma'odeh. You machazek someone. But here, that's not the way he's really using it. It's a little bit different here, the way it's using this pasuk. Ois means might. We will stand v'nis odeid and be strengthened. Lashon Ezra, help. Ezra, we will be. This is a bracket. This is another interpretation. Who wrote this? He learns the word. The word v'nis odad, obviously we hear, and you see we get a flame, that not everyone agrees to what this word means. He writes Ezra, before he said oz, and on the Mitzudos, as we remember, he said the word chizuk, in the Mitzudos Sion, roimimus v'chizuk. Okay, we have three different translations.
Agum says, is the kafna.
Strengthen, is the kafna, to stand up. That's kamnu, the is chayalna, chayal strength. The is chayalna is lashon chayil, strength. Strength. So there are four translations for this one word, the very hard word, the nis odad. I remember years ago, I was part of a team of people who participated in writing a matseva for one of our chaverim. He passed away very, very young. And the family, they said basically to us, why don't you write the matzeva? Everyone, the chavura, should submit what they feel should be on the matzeva. And put together was a very, very bakavlik matzeva. And then there was one word, and then of course, you know, after one of the people who was more intelligent than all of us, he compiled all of the ideas and he wrote the matseva, and then they give it to an expert, you know, diktuk, a grammar expert. We didn't have Rav Kalman then, you know, we would have went to Rav Kalman, and there was one word that stuck out. It was one word that I think even the editor was the word idud. Idud, odeid, and I think he claimed there's no such word. The person who wrote it, he used the word idud, I believe, idud, which is used.
Encouragement.
It's encouragement. And he claimed that this is a big moment. He said there's no such word. The form is odeid, but to take the word idud and to transform it into a verb of idud, he claimed people do it. People find it being done on other words, but he claimed it's wrong. I vaguely remember this. He says it's incorrect. It's an abuse of the language. There's no such word. And they changed it because of that. So the person who wrote it, he changed it. He used that word, but in a different form where he did not write idud, he wrote the word odeid, whatever it was. How he changed the sentence structure. Because the mumcha told him everything is good, but that the way that word, I don't like that word. I don't like the word idud. But subsequently, I always come across that word. You come across with idud. he was a very big mumchah. No. No such word. Don't abuse the word. Here it's odad. Vinis odad. Right, whatever. Any event, we have it's a hard word. No one's coming to deny that this is a very difficult word. What's the shorish of this word? Ad? What's the shorish of this word? Ad, forever? Old? More? What's the shorish? It's a very hard word, this word. Is it two dalits? Dod? Anil lidodi? What's the word? It's a very hard word. Really hard to put your finger on this word. This word. And in any event, you see how difficult the word is from the fact that we have over here, without even trying, without even lifting a pinky, we already have four translations. Rashi first says it means oz, might. And then in the brackets, in the other interpretation, it says it means Ezra, help. And the Mitzvah stuff, it says it means Reimimus and Chizuk. That's already four. And then the Targum says number five, it means Chayol. The is chayalna, chayol, like an army, means power. Eishes chayil miyimsa, a woman of valor. Eishes chayil miyimsa. So without trying hard, without even blinking, we already have five translations for the word v'nis oidad. Ramachol, you have the Judaica Press? How do they translate the word oidad? Encouragement?
Strength,
oiz, and chayil. Eishes chayil miyimsa. Yeah, what does it say there? Strength? That's what the Targum. What do you say?
The plain translation, to gain strength.
To gain strength. So that's what the Targum says.
On the game.
I think that's the Targum, the ischayalna. All right, obviously, they're all very related. They're all very much the same thing. Okay, now, before we go into the Mefarsh, I want to tell you some drush. Before we go with the Mefarsh, I want to chaperite some my svaras. What is this mizma all about? No, but let me tell you, before I tell you my boich svaras, let me just tell you what it says, not on the page here, but other Mefarshim, which I don't have in front of me. I remember this from years ago, that this mizmar is the mizmar to say when a woman is in labor. Mm-hmm. A woman is in labor. I have to go back to the books to find this. But this mizmar is miyuchud. There are certain books you can buy in the Sfarim store that have every type of event from a Koyrus. This is not, someone didn't make this up. They've done enormous research. Every type of crisis in life, there's a particular mizmar about what to say, based upon sources. And this mizmor is the mizmor to say when a woman is in labor. When the woman goes into labor, her water breaks, and you take her into the hospital, to the maternity ward, and she's, why is this mizmor? So, I don't remember all the details, and obviously, if you go and you look at the words, just before you go into the Ramazim, Yan Hashem B'yom Tzara, it's a Yom Tzara. I mean, Rashi, the Tosfos says that many women don't, the life expectancy for, generally for women used to be, not today anymore, but it used to be very short. Not very short, Chashava means women would die young for one reason, childbirth. And if not from childbirth, the damage, even if a woman does survive later, so that before modern medicine entered into this world, and all the techniques, when a woman gave birth to a child, the damage that a woman could incur through giving birth, can shorten her life because of the trauma, the whole thing that goes on. My mother told me from my grandmother, Allah Hashalom, she came from a little shtetl, when a woman went into labor, the whole town went to say Tehillah. Like today, today you get a text, Mrs. So and so, you get a text, oh, Mazel Tov, this person had a baby, right? Mazel Tov, he had a baby, he had twins, and this. In the shtetl, it would have been, Abaisa, you get a text, Abaisa, Mrs. So and so has gone into labor. Everyone get to shul, drop what you're doing, emergency, we don't care what you're doing, you better get into shul right now. I was saying Tehillah. Because when a woman went into labor, there was no guarantee she would survive. And many women did not survive.
it also reminds the klala. The etzev tevivarim, it's a klala.
It's a klala, the nachash. No, it's another klala. Yeah, 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 because she ate it's a das. So therefore, it's this mamish no joke. Yanuch Hashem beyond sorrow. It's a yon sorrow. The maskir, the shas leidosan of misartem eraften haliku esaner nida all the linyonim. It's b'shas sakana the sotel is mekadrek. Is mekadrek. Yanuch Hashem beyond sorrow. Is agel pashem lekayakov yishlach ezrach. All of these things are all expressions, all different ideas of okay, and then when the woman gives birth, okay, I don't know exactly how. At the very end is a reference, because giving birth is called Korea. But Heimo Karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamu, and it's also Miramis that when a woman goes into labor, it's called she falls. I don't have the pasuk in front of me, but there's an expression Chazal that. What did Paro say to the Bialdas? Before that, V'yom Paro la Bialdas of Yos. How does it go?
But there's another
expression somewhere that a woman goes into labor, a woman it's called, she is falling. What? No, that's the birthing stone. That's the stone. Okay, I don't know. Now the other is that now how many? Now this is the I'm just trying to recall. Remember, I don't remember how many labor pangs does a woman have when she gives birth? There's a number. Scientists will tell you. A healthy woman who goes into labor, there are what are they called? Convulsions. What are the convulsions?
Contractions.
Contractions. That was a bad one. My ignorance shone forth. Contractions. How many contractions? So, I don't remember. We have to count the number of words in this mizmor. I think one of the first one on the page says it. I don't remember which one says it. How many contractions a woman have? I think it's either 70 or 100. And scientifically, go probably.
The number. It's the space between them.
This, but how many muscle spasms that hold that contraction? There's a very precise number. A healthy woman, probably you can Google it online, and it can tell you on average how many exactly. That number of contractions equals, I think, the number of words in this mizmar. I believe in this mizmar. I believe Nedrif, I'm going to come across it. There's a beautiful medrash that shows some very specific remission in this mizmar. I would allude that this mizmor is the mizmor to be said when a woman goes into labor. Fine. That's what it says in Chazal. I have to get you more sources. But al derech drush, it doesn't say this anywhere, but derech drush, I want to suggest that this mizmor refers to shiduchim. The prayer that a person... it's takut shu, it's chevle leidim, find the shidduch. This mizmor is the perfect mizmor, I'll show you how, is the perfect mizmor to recite when a person is seeking a zivug, and it's coming to knock out all of the wrong things to be misfal for. Lanatzech mizmor d'vyan Hashem b'yom tzara. It's a tzara. It's not. It's a very difficult. There's no person in this world that's spared from the difficulty in seeking the shidduch. Everyone has children, grandchildren. No one. Everyone understands what this means. Yisagevcha, you need a lot of strength. Yisagevcha, Shem, Elokei Yaakov. Why do we come to Yaakov Avinu? Very simple. He had 12 children. That's quite a lot. Not only and more, a third, Dina, and Chazal say with every one of the Shvatim was born a twin girl. Okay, that's a Chazal. So does anyone that knew the difficulty of finding a zivut for his children was Yaakov? It's interesting. Avraham Avinu, we know nothing about how he got married. This is Yiska. It says in the beginning of the Torah, there was Yiska, and they were brothers, cousins, Avraham. So it's also in the family. Yitzchak, not so pashut. He had to send Eliezer, and he had to be Mespalo, and they tried to kill him, and they tried to do this and that. It wasn't so simple. Yaakov was even worse. Rachel Aleah, he had to work 20 years. He had to work 14 years for his two wives. And he switched. He gave him the wrong wife. So it went from easy to hard. Avraham Avinu.
The easiest was Adam Rishon.
He didn't have a choice. It was a shotgun wedding. He didn't have a choice. It was either her or the Nachash. Avraham Avinu was easy. I don't easy. It just says this is what it was. Next generation got a little hard. Next generation, it was very hard. And the next generation, it was so hard, it doesn't even tell you all the gory details of marrying off 13 that we know about, and maybe it was 25. If it was a twin, the twin girl was born with each one of the shvatim, that's already 24, plus Dina. Well, someone born with Dina would be 25, 26, who knows? It wasn't so easy. So when it comes to Shidduchim, and also, forget about Yaakov Avinu's children, Yaakov Avinu himself. Yaakov Avinu worked for 7 years. Vayiyu be'enov kiyonim achodim be'achavosoy oysa. It was yonim achodim. The loser, Hashem, Amelachenu, v'yoyim kareinu. On the day, there's an illusion, it was kiyonim. The only one that it says about Shidduchim that yonim is Yaakov Avinu. And he was switched. When you come to Shidduchim, the model is really Yaakov. And we like to focus on Yitzchak and Eliezer, Yitzchak, Eliezer, and Rivka, the Shatran. But look at Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, it says they're very nice things. He sees Rachel, he kisses her. So romantic. Vayishrak Yaakov l'Rachel. And then he says, Vayehav Yaakov, it says in Pharaoh, she loved her. It says some very romantic things to a certain degree. But Yaakov, and he worked for her. He worked for her, he was loyal to her, devoted to her. Okay, so we have Yad Hashem Yom Tzor Yisagevcha, you should derive strength, shame, Elokei Yaakov. Yaakov is a very good source to look to when it comes to Shidduchim. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisodeka. A zivuk is called in the Torah an Ezer Kinegda. Zocha Ezer, Loi Zocha Kinegda. That's one interpretation. But Kinegda doesn't only mean Kinegda to mean she's gonna fight with you. Kinegda means a support. It's opposite you, it's an Ezer. Someone who, it's just another form of being a support. There's an Ezer, someone who helps you. Yishlach, may Hashem send Ezrucha. What more do you want? Ezer, Mikodesh, from a holy place. Ubitzion Yisodeka. Yisodeka, I am suggesting, corresponds to Kinegdoi.
Hello?
Something that is Kinegdoi.
Hello?
Kinegdoi is corresponding to Yis Adecha. Yitzkor kol minchoy secha. May Hashem remember all the meal offerings of your lost Yidash Naselos. Okay, these I don't know what this how it refers to. This is very true. Hashem should give you what you want. Okay? What kind of girl do you want? What kind of boy do you want? You want a boy in learning? You want a boy, a professional? You want a boy who's a tall Prince Charming? You want a boy, you know, Hashem should give you what you really want. No two people think alike, no two people look alike. You'd be surprised. You go to a simcha, this is the chassid, this is the who she likes, this is who the boy likes. Every person in Shidduchim has a different taste. Yiten lucha chil vavecha v'cholatzos yimalei, chassid kala make plans. Hashem should grant you. Mirana, when you finally get the shidduch, mirana b'shosech v'shem elokim nidgol, you glorify Hashem, Mikini Hashem Yotso Hadova. Isn't that what you say when the Sheikh is complete? May Hashem Yotso Hadova Loyuchal Baber Toy Vera. Ashimali Hashem Kol Mishalosecha. Okay, I don't know, you have to also ties in. And then when the Sheikh arrives, Ati Yedeki Hashem Mashir, Hashem Yedeki Yoshi, Hashem Mashir, Yenem Mishmei Kosho, Begvurus Yeshayimino. Every Shidduch is a miracle. Actually, someone wrote a book. I would like to get a hold of this book. I saw it on the books, on the book table, the new books. Someone wrote a book about Shidduchim. A whole book about miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Miracle, no segulas. who was the Mechaber, I don't know the Mechaber, a book, a whole book about stories, a storybook. A storybook about the most bizarre amongst us, a book from this community of the most bizarre stories, the incredible hashgacha practice of how Shiduchim came about. To be mechazik people that Hashem is watching over, and that's exactly what it says here in this pasuk. And then comes a very important pasuk. What are you looking for in a shidduch? Money. Money. Kavod. Elev orecha, the elev asusim. All that, this is just symbolic of the people they're looking for, chitzonias. But the truth is, v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu naskir. People that seek out the wrong values of what they're looking for in the shidduch, heima karu nafalu. But those that seek out what is correct, they have the right set of values. V'anachnu kamu b'nesidah, they stand upright, they're encouraged. Hashem Yeshia Melech Yenidav Yom Kerenek Kodesh Baruch Hu always comes to the rescue. So I believe over here there are certain expressions. Definitely over here there are certain expressions in this mizmah which I feel very much allude to the sugya of Shidduch. People always ask, how come you don't daven for Shidduch Mishmona Esrei? How come we're interested in davening? We daven every single day, and probably if you be able to read people's minds, 90% of what people are davening for, especially parents and grandparents, are shidduchim for their children and grandchildren. That's the goal.
That's why you don't say lama zecher Pesach, because you have so much on your head, you don't want to shidduchim.
You don't want to think about shidduchim on that day. So people, what do people dial for? So they're it's not like, so how come Chazal did not formulate a whole bracha just for praying for shidduchim? That's anyway what everyone is davening for. So why didn't they do us the favor and put it in words and have a bracha in Shmona Esrei for Shidduchim? So some say they did. There are different expressions. It's in the Haggadah. We always say this over. In the Haggadah we say, Vayar Es On Yenu. What does the Baal Haggadah say? Zu Prishus Derech Eretz. When it says in the Pasuk in the Haggadah, Hashem saw our affliction in Egypt. What was the affliction? People had a hard time with Shidduchim. Okay, it literally means is that marital relations were limited. The Egyptians tortured the Jewish people by preventing them from having marital relations. That is the Pshuta Shel Mikra. But obviously, when you're dealing with an idea like that and you expand the scope of what that concept means, Zu Perishus Derech Eretz, what it means is, it means everything related to Ish V'Isha. Thus, what do you extract from the Haggadah? On Yenu is all about Ish V'Isha. Thus, when you say in the Shemoneh Esrei, Re'ei No V'On Yenu, what are you praying to Hashem? Hashem, we have grandchildren that we need to marry off. And it's not so easy. Everyone's competing for the best boys, the best girls. Re'ei no ve'onyenu. Hashem, look at the difficulty that maybe the Jewish people have in achieving derech eretz, which is a code word for matters relating to ish v'isha. Or maybe you'll even say it includes shalom bayis issues. If in the Haggadah it says vayares onyenu zu perishos derech eretz, it's an incredible revelation of what the word onyenu lulu refers to. And every single day, three times a day, re'enu of onyenu, v'ri v'ri v'enu. What?
Very much open to interpretation.
Fine. But you have what to work with.
I know how I'm...
You're a morale guy. You're a morale person. Abstraction is your thing.
No. I mean, the interpretation I always thought was the role reversal.
Okay, no, that's not what that's not about. Reign of Yenu, the role reversal?
No.
Zu preach their parents?
Men doing women's work, women doing men's work, that's what
I think that's a drush. I think the basic Pashup Shah in the Mefarshim, Reign of Yenu, it means that the Egyptians prevented men and women from living together in order to torture them.
Well, that didn't work out for
them. Yeah, exactly. V'chasher Ya'anu, also, that's exactly what it says. Ya'anu. Reina v'onyenu, the more they tried to prevent them from having marital relations, v'chasher ya'anu also kein yirbe, v'chein yifreitz. Okay?
I was told that the Kappa Schaefer is more about Shabbosim. The idea of all the gathering together, being together.
Okay, in Echnami. And then others say it's alluded to the same Sochar Toiv. What greater Sochar Toiv is there in this world than having children, healthy children, having a daughter-in-law, a son-in-law, that you are proud of? Okay, same Sochar Toiv, what greater fulfillment is there in Shaduchim than those words? So it's all over the place. Okay, people ask the question all the time, why didn't Chazal formulate a specific bracha for Shiduchim? The truth is, it's all over the place. It's all over the place in Sochar Toiv, Re'eino Avonenu, you're saying that it's alluded to in the Kaaba Shofar. And in fact, this Mizmar, I can't prove it to you, but this Mizmar, I really believe there's alluded to in this Mizmar, the prayer for Shiduchim. Ezer, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh. Ezer, Hashem made for Adam Leimotza, Ezer Kinegdoi. Ezer is a zivah. Kinegdoi is yis odeka. What's opposite you means it's there to support you. And all of these things over here all allude to different concepts of shidduchim of what a person looks for in the shidduch. And another proof, because what do you say immediately after you say the mizmar of lam natseach, when you finish? Oh! Now that you were successful and you found the Shekh Bani, Zos Risios and Osamash, and Baruch Yasholach, Udvayash or Savdicha, Lo Yamushu, Mipicha, or Mipi Zaracha, or Mipi Zera Zaracha. Now, once you get through Lamatzeach and you succeeded, and you found the Zivah, and you have children, now you go to Zaracha, or Mipi Zaracha, Mipi Zera Zaracha, Omarsha Miata Viaduwa. Now you go to the children, you go to the next generation. Okay, so this Mizmar is powerful stuff. Before we conclude, let me just look what I wrote down here in my notes, something I want to move on tomorrow, but let's just conclude with something important. Here in the Radak, there's a very important Radak in Pasuk, let's see, on page 181, let's go back one page 181, Yitain l'cha chilvavecha. May Hashem grant you what's in your heart. Avol l'chol adam ein oimim kain. He's pointing out over here.
Radak
on page 181. Yes. Yitain l'cha chilvavecha. Let's read the whole thing from the beginning. Pasuk hey. Okay, let's read it from the beginning. Let's see what he says over here. Page 181. May Hashem grant you chilvavecha. What is in your heart? Shayitain oyevecha tachtecha kumoshu vilvavecha. May Hashem grant you success to destroy your enemies. That's what you want. You want to humble your enemies. May Hashem grant you that success. Cholatzosri yemalu all your plans. Al derech kibesach bulois tase lecha milchama. Your battle plans. Atzoscha according to the Mitzvah Stavim means al derech pshat. Radak, very pashut pshat. It means Hashem should grant you success in your battle plans, your battle strategy. Like the word of tachbulois means your cleverness. Eitzah u'gvura la'milchama. Now, uvidrosh, uvadrosh, what is the drush of this pasuk, the homily of this pasuk? David al yidei shayasholem lufnei boro uvilev sholem hayu mispalel elav hayu oimim lo yiten lecha chilvavech. When David prayed, or when they prayed for David, this, according to the drash, this expression was the blessing that the Jewish people bestowed upon their king. When we would see David walking in the street, in those days they probably just walked in the street like everyone else. They probably didn't have a whole security detail. David probably came to shul like everyone else. And you see David, what do you say to David when you see him in the street? When you see him in Amber Alert?
There was a shooting at the 36th Street Brooklyn Station.
Yeah.
Yitain lecha, all the phones are going to start ringing now. Amber, Yitain lecha chilvavecha. When you would see David walking in the shul, what would you say? You would say, David, may Hashem grant you what's vilvavecha. Aval chal adam ein amkain. When you see a regular person, you know, you see someone who's not them, what would you say? You don't say lefish shapamim sheyesh beliba shal adam lignoif oy lavar avera. You see someone walking in the street, may Hashem grant you whatever in your heart. Really? You know what I'm about to do now? You know what I'm about to do? I once saw in my younger years a television show, okay, where a guy goes into a confessional booth and he says to the priest, "Father, please forgive me. I'm about to murder someone." Isn't that good? So you see someone. So when you see someone on the street and you say, "Yitein lecha chil vavecha," you know what this guy is planning to do today? He's planning to do averas. So you give him a bracha, he should be successful. So therefore, what do you say? Oydavar she'en roi elama oymulo. You say to a regular person, "Yimalei Hashem kol mishaloi secha." Which, how does that answer the question? obviously, Yimalei Hashem kol mishaloi secha. I don't really what it means. I guess it means Hashem. Hashem will never be Mimalei. Using Hashem's name, it's impossible for Hashem. Well, this is this is also a Hashkafic principle. If a Ganof davens to Hashem with full sincerity, today we're going to rob a bank. A lot of things can go wrong. If a Ganof, before he goes to rob a bank, the robbers, they say, "Okay, before we do this, we're going to say Tehillim." Does that Tehillim, we don't know, does it work? In Shemayim, Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, "Okay, these guys, let them succeed. Oh, but they committed Gneva, Gezela, and they caused Agmas Nefesh, trauma"? No. Hay l'chud v'hay l'chud. B'derech sh'odem rotzei leilech shom alichem esot yidavim ta'ashem dimatzliach in doing an avera, the koyach of tefil is so great, it will work. Some say no such thing. This is a very controversial concept. In the Mon, when they, and Hashem gave them the lechem abirim, if you have a machshava, "I want the man to taste like basar b'cholov. I want it to taste like chazir." Would the man taste like chazir? Well, how did it work? No one came back to tell us. This is a major machlekes rishonim. If you have a kavana to eat the man and it should taste like davar ha'asa, did it happen? Did it work? When a person is mispalel to do an avera, Will in Shemayim, will it work? He will be granted. If not for him praying, he would not have been successful. Because he was mispalo with sincerity, Hashem will grant him success in doing an avera. It's a controversial topic. The Radak, if you take a look at the Radak, at face value, okay, on a very simple level, it would seem that the Radak holds that it won't work. It won't work. And that's the difference between David. When you meet David in the street, you don't have to say Hashem's name. You just say, "David, yitain l'cha chil v'vecha." You don't need to say Hashem's name, because David would only want to do something that is proper. So you just say, "Yitain l'cha." You don't have to be choyshe David is going to do an avera today. Oh, David took Bathsheba. Can you imagine David was on the way to Bathsheba? So you'd say to David, "Yitain l'cha chil v'vecha." No, it's a kasha on the Radak, right? I guess it's after. David would never want to do something that is harmful. But a regular person, you see him on the street, you can't just say, "Yitein l'cha chil v'vecha," because who knows what he really wants to go do. Therefore, you have to say, "Yimalei Hashem." So when you say the word "Yimalei Hashem," I don't know how this works, but because you're already injecting the Shem Hashem, and you're saying "Yimalei Hashem" should fill up, I don't know how this works, that somehow is an expression which has safeguards. That has safeguards, that if it's not good for you, if what you want to go do is not something which is Hashem's ratzon, then there's an automatic safety protection built into the request that Hashem will not grant it to you. What do we do? This mamish, this radak, what do we do? Because of this radak, what do we do? You say to a person, "Yimalei Hashem kol mishaloi secha le'toiva." We even add... We're really just explaining what it says, this expression. We're saying over here the word lit, we're saying the word here, lit toiva. Okay, the word lit toiva is the bayer of what Yemal Hashem Mishalasech is relative to Yitain Lecha Chilvavecha. We have two competing expressions. Yitain Lecha Chilvavecha and Yemal Hashem Kol Mishalasecha. The Radakov was telling us Yemal Hashem Mishalasecha has a safety feature built in, because an average person, you don't know what he really wants. David does not need that safety feature because David is perfect. So we say to our fellow Chavedim, Yimal Hashem Kol Mishalasecha, and we emphasize that we're Bekim Muflogim in Sefer Tehillim, specifically Mizmar Chaf, and we know what the Radak says, the Chilif Yidduch Chalvecha Yimal Hashem Mishalasecha, and we say the Beir of the Radak, Latoiva, Latoiva. That's what the Radak of here says. So therefore, what do you say? You say the person, Yimal Hashem Kol Mishalasecha, because that by itself automatically includes the safety feature.
Makes a very, with regard to what you said about doing something right or wrong, God helping you, he says in Ksuvis, and again he mentions it in Sanhedrin, in Bahar Yavor, that nobody wants to do something, when you want to do an Avera, you're not of sound mind and body. Basically, he says, nobody wants to do an Avera, of course, if it's not good for you, it harms your body, then you wouldn't want to do it. So only when you want to do a mitzvah, God helps you out. When you want to do an aveira, you're not of sound mind and body, and therefore, you're not in your right mind.
Right.
And that's the way he explains it.
Very good. If you look over here, one lesson page, 181. Look what it says in 181 on the bottom of the page. In the Minchas Erev. In the Minchas Erev, on the bottom where it says uveshoychetov, it's three lines from the bottom of the Minchas Erev, page 181 on the bottom. Uveshoychetov, Amar Bishua Koin, Tisha Psukin Yesh Bamizmer Hazeh, Kineged Tisha Chodoshim Shoisha Misaberes Bohem. Okay, another reference that we mentioned before. Okay, there are more references. Kineged, the 9 months of Ibor, Umohein Oimrin, the One Chayso Huyane Eschem, the one that answered. The one that answers the midwife, the woman in labor, achaya means maybe the midwife. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Abba, at Moshe Shmon Esher Mizmam Yesh Meshev Yadav Pasuk Asa Asher Ish. Okay, we know it goes further. What is he referring to over here? No, okay, that's not. Okay, come on, let's do that. Okay, that was another. But over here, the least is this. You see, at least a remnant. There are 9 so connected to Tisha Yachi later. Tisha. Mi yodea, Tisha ani yodea. The 9 psukim in the 9 psukim in Lamatseach Mizmor David. So by the Seder coming up, when you say what?
There's no other Mizmor Tehillim that has 9 psukim.
I don't know. But this Mizmor is the Mizmor we said before that you say when a woman is in labor. This is the Mizmor. So here when you come over here, when you come to the Pesach Seder, Tisha ani yodea. I went to Koila.
Where is this?
And it says here, Lamatzeh, and you show the Minchas Erev. The Minchas Erev says, this is their 9 psukim, each pasuk, and it's very interesting how it ends off. Now, what is the Shaykhis? That's one of the old questions. We have to do Haggadah, the old questions. What is in the piyut of Echa Miyodea, Tisha Miyodea? All of the other things are all basic principles in Judaism. Tisha Miyodea, what is this? This is a science project here. Tisha Miyodea, there are 9 months, Tisha Miyodea, what is the Shaykhus? Okay, there are many, many Mahalchim, but you can add to your list this Minchas Erev, Tisha Miyodea, this Mizmar is the Mizmar that was composed for an Isha to say when she is in labor, and Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim is, there are many Mishalom in Klal Yisrael, many mishalom of Ikvus of the Mashicha, the terminology of the emergence of Klal Yisrael all over Chazal is compared to an Isha who is in labor. Elitzion ve'areha k'mo Isha v'tzireha chivsulak, an Isha v'tzireha, a woman in labor. This is Tzion. The night of Tisha B'Av, the first night of Pesach, is the same night of Tisha B'Av. And what is night of Tisha B'Av? It's the Chevle, the Tsar Chevle Leida of Ikvus of the Mashiacha.
Where is there even a hint of the Tisha Yarche Leida?
Noam Psukim, he says. B'yoyim Tzara. Yoyim Tzara, when a woman is in labor, like I told you today, Baruch Hashem, modern medicine, a woman goes into labor, it's no picnic. No one's going to tell you that. But Baruch Hashem, the technology has advanced to a point where they can do things today that are just literally miraculous, going back a generation ago. Miraculous what they can do today. Unbelievable. Miraculous what they can do today. So therefore, the first one doesn't count. The first doesn't count. On that second mizmor of the Sanakash doesn't count. On the second mizmor of it, the Tisha Yarchele, the Klal Yisrael. And what is this mizmor? What happens? What did we learn from this mizmor? What's the takeaway? Hashem Hoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu Luvion Karein. Isn't that what it's all about? Vayar Hashem is Onyam Vayishma Elokim is Zakosam Klal Yisrael. They Vayizaku. Vatal shavosom el hoelokim min ho avoida. The whole Yitzias, matitzak elai. The whole seder of Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about the koich of tefila. The koich of tefila, and this mizmor, ele vorecha ve'ele vasusim. The Egyptians, what did they come and do when they tried to get rid of us? They came with their rechev, and they came with their susim. Vanachnu. B'shem Hashem Elokeinu Naskir. Vayizaku vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael El Hashem. They saw them, they lifted up their eyes. Vayares Yisrael Noisim Achareihem. Vayitzaku, they cried, Tovsu Emuna Savoysam. It says they cried out to Hashem. Eilev Orechav, Eilev Asus, V'nachnu B'shem Hashem Elokeinu Naskir. Hey, Mokar V'nafalu, the Egyptians, they drowned. They're dead. V'nachnu Kamu V'nisoidot. Here we are today. V'neitzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker. Hashem 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 Kareinu. And all of this is what a woman does when she's in labor. All of these are mashallah for an Eastern an entire cycle. This mizmar, somehow it overlaps. There's an overlapping in this mizmar of the Isha. It says, Minchasar, it's a chazal, it's quoting chazal. Noam Sukkim, the expressions of the woman here are things that she feels in times of sakon of labor. And obviously it has a motif. The mamish fits like a glove into Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Chazal compare Yitzias Mitzrayim to an Isha Vitzireha. We're now in Golos, and we're also compared in Tisha B'Av Isha Vitzireha. So it's not so far fetched. It's not such a kasha. Tisha Niyodea, Tisha Niyodea, Tisha Yarchei Leida, Hashem Hoshia Hamelach Yaneinu V'Yomkin. The Mahus of Klal Yisrael is an Isha Vitzireha. In the ninth month of her pregnancy, coming forth in a difficult mission to bring into this world Kedusha, for the whole world to say, Mazel Tov, you brought into this world Kedusha, a Gili of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechina.
And labor, she's crying out a lot.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, the cup, the white coffee mug of Rabbi Leiva disappeared from the locker. So if anyone knows anything about it,
they really know how to pick the lock. It must be
I think we should ask Binyamin. Binyamin, is there a Binyamin here? We have to check Binyamin's sack for your kois.
But he would have two
kites.
The kites. Europe, 100 years ago, there was a kid was davening.
Yeah.
Moritz.